Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson and our guests today. We have two of them from the Green County ISU Extension Office. We have our director, Lori Mantle, who's going to be on with us in just a moment. But we're going to start things with our 4-H and youth coordinator, Kayla Hyatt, joining us now. So thank you very much, Kayla, for being on.
Thank you for having me today.
You bet. Well, Kayla, the 2017 Green County Fair is over with. Seems like everybody survived, not only going through all the shows, including yourself, but also the heat, as is customary with our Green County Fair. What can you tell us as far as how you think the fair went overall this year?
Overall, I think we had a great success. We had a lot of animals, a lot of projects, just a lot of fun this week. A lot of great judges, as I've talked to you at the end of last week. Very pleased on all of everything that has happened at the fair, and I think it was a successful year.
Not only is it just about you making sure that things kind of run smoothly overall in your capacity, but there's several other individuals, I think, that don't get a whole lot of mention that work behind the scenes that also help make our Green County Fair such a success.
Absolutely. There are numerous people that help us out throughout the week. Not only extension staff, Lori, Laura, and Tressa Rasmussen, our summer assistant, but we've also got staff in the office that is answering the phones and streamlining some of those questions for us. Mary Gilly and Sue Richardson, and also our specialist, David Brown. He's in there and helping out the best he can. So it's always great to have them with us and the support there. Also, we'd like to thank the Fair Board, especially Bob Allen, Josh Hedges, Doug Hahn, and the rest of the Fair Board for all they do for us. They're always there to help us out, an ear if we need one, and great help. Someone that maybe doesn't get the right recognition that they deserve, Mac Adamson, does a lot for the Fair Board, but he's also a huge asset for us and getting those results in as fast as possible for those premium checks. So we really appreciate everything they do. As for other groups that come out and help, all the producer groups, livestock producer groups, come out and help us out. They are in the ring. They're either weigh-ins. It doesn't matter if it's December and it's cold, or March or May. They're there. They're also at the shows helping us get through. So all of our livestock producer groups are a huge asset and a huge help for us, and we really appreciate all they do for us. For superintendents, I'll first start off with Clover Cafe. Misty Betty and Sarah Etherton spend numerous hours this week and prepping and planning and to make our Clover Cafe a huge success that it is. And we couldn't do it without them and their support and their dedication to our program. Our fashion show superintendents, Julie Larson and Jane Finch, communications Yvette Bardol, and our Clover Hall superintendents, Joanne Schnebley, Linda Hedges, Michelle Harden, and Sherry Minahan, all make sure that Clover Hall is a well-oiled machine, to say the least. And so we couldn't do it without all of them and their support. For livestock, beef superintendents Tanner Lawton and Derek Kennedy, swine superintendents Kale and Alyssa Jurgensen, sheep Steve Carver and Dave Wolf, rabbit Amanda McDonough and Brittany Gunn, Penna 3 superintendent Dan Frederick, and herd builder superintendents Bob Allen and Justin Robbins, poultry Amanda McDonough and Emily Rumley, goat Lizzie Gunn and Meredith Fetters, horse Kristen Durlam and Ashley Cool, and dog Melissa Schilling and Ashley Cool. Without each one of them, they all are very dedicated to their species of choice. We couldn't do it without them. They definitely keep us on our feet and going.
And then also Clover Kids programs too. Those are some of the kind of newer aspects added to the fair.
Last year we had 3 different Clover Kids programs, our traditional Clover Kids, Cattle Kids, and Birds and Bunnies. This year we added dog to our mix, and our superintendents there are for Cattle Kids is Tiffany Solm and Jess Christensen. Dog is Melissa Schilling. And Rabbit and Poultry is Amanda McDonough, Brittany Gunn, and Emily Rumley. Without them, it's always fun to see those kids interested in their areas, and we're excited to see them in the future as 4-H'ers.
You got to be proud of what your 4-H'ers put together again this year, both static exhibit-wise as well as livestock-wise.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always fun to see, you know, those first-year 4-H'ers showing their, whether it's static or their livestock first, to a senior 4-H'er winning her last show and heading off to college. So it's always super nice to see everything and exciting to see the kids and what they've done.
All right. Now, Lori, we'll turn our attention over to you. You've got some things that you'd like to share with us as far as the fair experience that just completed its week-long adventure.
It was an adventure. and We Grow Leaders, and hats off to Kayla. She leads the charge for the extension team and our council, and just couldn't be prouder of how everything came off without a hitch in spite of the heat. And thank you for all your listeners for coming out and supporting the Greene County Fair. Reminder, now that the Greene County Fair is completed, we have the Iowa State Fair, and that will be held August 11th through August 21st. Very excited. Now we now have these results for Greene County Fair. We have 36 kids, Coltrane, going to have state fair exhibits, static exhibits there. We have 11 communication entries for Greene County, and well over 5 families, which will have livestock at the state fair. Also a shout out to Raccoon Valley Radio. Thanks, Coltrane and team, for having the live remotes at the fair. It was fun to see you out there, and just the outstanding coverage that you give every single year.
All right, and then of course, now that the big hurrah is over for the Greene County Fair, Extension still has a couple of programs left to get through for the month.
We got to continue to do our other part of our jobs, and the fair is a big part of it, but we're excited that the farmland leasing meeting is coming up here in Greene County. It will be held in Jefferson at the Greene County Extension office on Thursday, August 3rd. It starts at 1 p.m., runs about 2.5 hours. Give us a call if you're interested in registering at 515-386-2138. This is a really popular program that we have annually. In our family sciences, we have, if you know of a family that has 3 to 5 year olds in their household, we have an excellent program called Family Storyteller. It starts tonight, July 18th at 5:30 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church here in Jefferson. It's free of charge. You also get a light meal and free daycare provided. You have just a little bit of time if you're interested. Give us a call. We need to know that you're coming at 515-386-2138.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program, presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton, here with Extension Director Lori Mantle and 4-H and Youth Coordinator Kayla Hyatt joining us. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.